Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Wins.
I'm Bud Mishkin, and these are today's top local stories. A new vaccine mandate for New York City, this one focusing on the private sector.
The mayor calls it a preemptive strike, requiring the private sector to get its employees vaccinated.
These are major threats looming, and we see it with the numbers rising because of Delta. We see it with the nature of Omicron as we understand it right now.
He wants workers to get their first dose by December 27th. Nestor LeBron owns the barber factory in the Bronx, and he explains why all his employees are fully vaxxed.
The community can feel safe, you know, with us coming in here, getting service and knowing that we're protected and that, you know, we're doing the right things to move forward.
The mayor says he's not worried about legal challenges as they've been defeated in the past. Juliet Papa, 1010 Winds News.
There will also be required vaccine proof for indoor dining, fitness, and entertainment for children ages 5 to 11. A spokesman for Mayor-elect Adams issued a statement saying, quote, "The mayor-elect will evaluate this mandate and other COVID strategies when he is in office and make determinations based on science, efficacy, and the advice of health professionals." But how will businesses respond, and how can they enforce the mandate? Catherine Wild is the president and CEO of Partnership for NYC, a private-public partnership that connects government and business. And she spoke live on the 1010 Winds Newsline with Bridget Quinn.
This leaves open big questions as to what will be expected of employers. They are not in a position to happily become enforcement agents for public health policy. That
right.
should fall to the government.
She says she learned about the mandate not from the mayor, but by listening to 1010 Winds. Today, Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer called on the Biden administration to extend the moratorium on student loan payments. The freeze is set to expire in just 57 days on February 1st. He says now is not the time for the feds to restart the student loan collection process.
Don't make the kids and young adults pay while we still have a pandemic going. It's too much of a burden with our economy in difficult shape.
Schumer says new data shows that because of the pandemic, nearly 90% of borrowers are not financially secure enough to begin making payments on February 1st. Lawmakers and those involved in women's health care gathered outside the Planned Parenthood Center in Manhattan this morning to warn about what they see as the dangers if the Supreme Court strikes down a woman's right to choose.
Democratic Representative Carolyn Maloney arranged this gathering as the Supreme Court considers a Mississippi law banning abortions after 15 weeks of pregnancy with no exceptions.
This is cruel and humane punishment, forcing someone to carry the child of your rapist or someone who conducted incest.
Other states are also trying to restrict abortions, and the medical director of Planned Parenthood of Greater New York, Dr. Jillian Dean, is facing the results.
I already see people who travel from Texas and other states to access abortion.
And feminist icon Gloria Steinem says it's time to fight.
The vast majority of Americans support reproductive freedom.
Roger Stern, 1010 Winds in NoHo.
There is joy in Metsville today and for all old Brooklyn Dodger fans. The great Dodger first baseman and former Mets manager Gil Hodges was elected into the Baseball Hall of Fame last night after years and years and years of waiting. Art Chamsky played on the 1969 Miracle Mets that won the World Series with Hodges as manager.
I was glued to the TV hoping that he would make it, really because Mrs. Hodges is still around and she's 95 and really wanted her to have some pleasure in her life because they've been going through these ups and downs for, what, almost 50 years now. And so I was really happy about that. As soon as I found out, I got a bunch of texts and calls, and I was on this four or five-guy text with Swoboda, Ronnie Swoboda, Jerry Kuzman, Eddie Cranepool. And so we were all kind of looking forward to this.
Hodges was a hugely important part of that great Dodgers team in the late 40s and 50s with Jackie Robinson, Pee Wee Reese, Duke Snider, and so many others. And he was considered the best first baseman in the game in the late 40s and 50s. And then, of course, the manager of the 1969 Amazon Mets that won the World Series. Usually the adage is there's no cheering in the press box. But last night in New York, there was lots of cheering in the press box.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.